Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Logging operations underway at Weston Hills following Constitution Fire. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. If you're heading to the Weston Hills Recreation Area this spring, you'll want to plan ahead and stay alert. The Bureau of Land Management has announced active logging operations are now underway roughly 30 miles north of Gillette as crews work to remove burned and dead trees left behind by the Constitution Fire. The fire scorched more than 24,000 acres in 2024, leaving behind hazardous conditions, including weakened trees and increased wildfire risk. As a part of a salvage and recovery effort, visitors can expect to see heavy equipment, logging crews, and increased truck traffic throughout the area. Officials say there may also be temporary delays along some recreation routes. The work is aimed at reducing safety hazards, improving forest health, and helping the landscape recover following the fire. Officials are asking the public to use caution, follow posted signs, and remain aware of changing conditions while recreating in the area this spring. The Bureau of Land Management said the project is part of ongoing efforts to restore the area and reduce future wildfire risks. Mount Rushmore fireworks set to return in 2026 amid celebration and concerns. Fireworks are set to return to Mount Rushmore in 2026 for the first time in 6 years as part of the nationwide celebration marking the 250th anniversary of American independence. According to Cowboy State Daily, the July 3rd event is planned as a major patriotic celebration with South Dakota leaders promising what they call one of the biggest birthday events in the nation's history. A limited number of tickets, about 4,100, will be available through a lottery system in April, with the monument closed to the general public during the show. While the return of fireworks is drawing excitement, it is also raising concerns. Western South Dakota is currently facing dry conditions and elevated wildfire risk, with thousands of acres already burned in recent fires in the Black Hills region. The National Park Service says fire crews and safety plans will be in place, including fuel reduction efforts and on-site wildfire response teams. The event is also renewing long-standing concerns from Native American tribes who consider the Black Hills sacred and have opposed fireworks displays at the site in the past. Local tourism leaders say the event is expected to bring a boost in visitors while also acknowledging the need to balance celebration with environmental and cultural concerns. The cost of the 2026 fireworks display has not yet been announced. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.